The HW Tech Podcast.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the HW Tech Podcast. My name is Ralph and I'm Senior Specialist for Sales Enablement at HW. Our topic today is, do you know that a control system does not necessarily have to be programmed? I personally did not know that, so I've invited a guest, and that is Product Manager Marcus, who is going to tell us something about this. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Ralph. Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Always nice to have you. For me, as a non-electronic technician, electronic controls for hydraulic applications can be very complicated. You have to be able to program them, be familiar with electrical circuit diagrams. On the other hand, I also know that today almost every function in a machine is controlled by a controller. I can imagine that many of our customers feel the same way. Can you elaborate a little bit?
That's absolutely true. Many people have a great respect to deal with electronic controls or electronic in a machine generally. But on the other hand, it can be also pretty simple to use electronic controls.
Sounds good. Can you give us some examples?
Please imagine you have a simple application. You want to control a valve with a simple joystick. This joystick do not have an integrated amplifier. So you need a small control box in between the joystick and the valve to read the signals and convert these signals into a control current which activate the valve. Somehow the controller has to be told what to do and how to react on these different signals and conditions. Now there are several ways to do so. On one hand, you can program it, as everybody know, in C code or in codices. Or, and that's a simple way, you can simply parameterize it. So our controllers and many other controllers have already common basic functions integrated, which can be easily switched by a graphical user interface.
Okay.
So input signals and output signals are linked in a logical way. So with that type, you can program a controller without programming skills.
Interesting. Now, there are many different types of valves and controllers out there. Does it matter which components I connect to the controller?
Of course, it is important. Every valve reacts a little bit different and every signal is a little bit different. Our control systems have already integrated the most important settings and standard conditions for HW valves.
Okay.
And the most common input signals. So it's not necessary to know if it's a joystick or a potentiometer. It's only important to know what type of signal it is. If there is a valve which is not listed in these in this valve library, we are also able to put the most important basic functionalities with this graphical user interface. You can set it, and so you are able to use any valve you want.
Interesting. So simple input-output logics can be implemented very quickly and without programming know-how, which is perfect for a guy like me. So what are the limits of this parameterization, as you called it?
So due to our experience, this parameterization is suitable for applications with two or three different input signals. So for example, a joystick for direction and speed, maybe a potentiometer for a second speed, so the rabbit and the turtle movement, slow and fast. You can integrate end position switches. You can integrate a dead man switch, for example. This is a typical applications that are usually only parameterized. But there are also more complex applications possible, like a closed loop control or a simple automatic movement.
Okay. So what would you recommend as the expert to a manufacturer who then has to learn programming in order to give his machine the extra function that his customer expects.
So if you have further dependencies or calculations to have to be done, of course you can do it in C or Codesys, to name two of them. But there are also very simple and intuitive to learn graphical programming environments.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey offered the so-called Harvey eDesign, which is a graphical programming environment. Very simple with also very common functionalities, which you do not have to program. You just have to choose them.
Mm-hmm.
And with this program, it's still very simple to make more complex programs. And we have very good experience with eDesign to program, for example, municipal vehicles, drilling applications.
Okay.
Also, agriculture applications are done very often with that type of graphical programming.
Hmm. Sounds good. Do you have any tips for those listeners that would like to get involved with controls now after hearing your excited?
So, programming controls, it's not magic. This is something everybody can learn. So be brave and be willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
There are several companies like Harvey helping to move the first steps, to do the first steps. Several companies give trainings, also support in doing the first programs or doing the programming at all by themselves for the customer. For you. So if you have any questions, we are willing to assist you if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds be brave good. And move the first step.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Marcus. You know, that was a good closing word here. Let me summarize a little bit what we just heard, also for our audience there. Electronic controls for hydraulic applications do not need to be very complicated. There are simple graphical programming environments, and we offer eDesign, a very intuitive environment that can be used to program even more complex applications. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree.
Sounds good. Then thank you very much, and thank you to our listeners. We appreciate you being here. And we hope that you will attend the next tech podcast. If you have any suggestions for us, what you would like to hear, please send us an email to podcast@harvey.de. And until next time, thank you very much. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you very much also from my side. Bye.